Hello, welcome to the K-Scope podcast. I hope you're well. My name is Billy Reeves. Some music from the late Mick Kahn and new signings from Columbus, Ohio, The Receiver to come. Firstly, here from the brand new album from Sweet Billy Pilgrim, picking up some amazing reviews this. The album's out now. It's called Motorcade Amnesiacs, and this is Slingshot Grin. Billy Pilgrim from Motorcade Amnesiacs. That's called Slingshot Grin. They're on a UK tour throughout September. Before that, doing two sets at the mighty WOMAD Festival in Wiltshire across the weekend of 24th of July to the 26th of July. Up next, out now, the brand new album from The Receiver, K-Scope's brand new signings, the Cooper Brothers from Columbus, Ohio. We'll hear from both Casey and Jesse shortly. Here's the first of three tracks from the All Burn album. This is the title track. Receiver, All Burn, from the K-Scope album of the same name. Out now as a vinyl LP, CD and download. I Skyped Casey and Jesse from the band recently, and I first asked them why they'd got in touch with the good folks at K-Scope.
We're huge fans of Engineers and North Atlantic Oscillation, and of course, Stephen Wilson, you know, so it seems like that's really where K-Scope shines. You know, so I'm really excited about it. But, you know, we've been around for a little while now. We're pushing, 9 years as a band?
We are on our 10th year.
Yeah, so we're pushing a decade as a band, and you see so many bands come and go. You know, we had, like, a handful of bands that we used to love to play with, you know, a few years ago, and all those guys are gone now. So I hope we're not perceived as like the old geezers in Columbus. You know, I mean, we're still relatively young, but we're just doing it for a long time. And
what started you guys playing music? What made you pick up instruments in the first place?
We were just always playing music through school. And then after high school, I went to Ohio State University, and I started off in landscape architecture because, you know, I really wanted to make money, you know, professionally. But then after a year, I just realized that that really wasn't going to make me happy. So I switched to music.
We'll be right back. guys see what you do as art, or is it a branch of showbiz?
I mean, I would definitely say it's more geared towards the art world. Just having been forced to study composition at Ohio State, I don't know. I gained an appreciation for symphonic music, you know. I try to be as musical as possible and progressive in that way, you know, layered and making sure all the melodic lines work together, kind of like a symphony does. But at the same time, you know, you got to trim the fat, and it's just kind of trying to find that balance between poppy and melodic and also kind of like intriguing and original, you know.
Tell us about the mug and brush sessions.
It's a small barbershop. They invite musicians to come in and play. And we thought that it was the perfect opportunity for us to do it stripped, because you'll be hearing on our upcoming record, you know, we love layers, we love density, we love texture. When you have so many layers in a song, sometimes you tend to lose the charm of the simple progression and the simple melody. So,
I see, yeah.
And we used a couple of textures on top of what we're playing, but just very, very minimally, so that more of the vocal melody, more of the bass chord progression shined. Yeah.
Now, of course, being British and learning that there's brothers in the band is a massive freak out, because, as you know, traditionally, brothers in a band is a recipe for utter disaster. How does it work with you two guys then? Who's the alpha male and who's the beta male?
Oh, man, I don't think either one of us is really alpha. I would say, in terms of the music, this is Casey speaking, I'm probably the alpha there, just because I do a lot of the composition by myself, and then Jesse and I work on it together after that. But in terms of like doing dishes and cleaning up after myself, Jesse's totally the alpha male there.
Yeah, I think we got over the fighting period in our younger years, maybe, you know, preteen years. But we've lived together off and on for the past 10 years, you know, just like the band. And it's been a great working and living relationship so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that for a minute.
Tell me.
the receiver. That's called Transit. Keep an eye out on the K-Scope website for the Youssef Nassar video promo of that coming soon. And before that, To Battle an Island. The album Auburn is out now, and you can see the receiver next at Blind Bob's in Dayton, Ohio, on July 11th. Summer notices, then. There's plenty of chances to see K-Scope artists through the summer. Sweet Billy Pilgrim are at WOMAD, as mentioned. And across that same weekend, the 25th and 26th of July, to be precise, the Ramblin' Man Festival in the middle of Maidstone in Kent features on the Saturday Anathema, just before Camel. And on the Sunday, both Ian Anderson and the Pineapple Thief are performing. Plus, of course, Stephen Wilson continues his tour with some European festival appearances. And Anathema, Catatonia and Ian Anderson are also very busy outdoors over the sunny months. Check the band's websites for details, of course. Now, Prog Magazine has just announced its Progressive Music Awards 2015 nominees, and there's plenty of K-Scope representation. Please get over to Prog Magazine's website and get voting. Stephen Wilson's up for Album of the Year, Artist of the Year, and the Storm Thorgerson Grand Design Award. The Pineapple Thief are up for Album of the Year. Sweet Billy Pilgrim are up for Album of the Year. Anathema are up for the Live Event category for their Acoustic Cathedral tour. And the Vanguard Award, previously known as the Breakthrough Award, two K-Scope bands are up for the Vanguard, I Am The Morning and Nordic Giants. Now, I'd like to finish this podcast, if I may, with some music from the late Mick Kahn. Probably best known for his work with Japan, Mick played plenty of other music, of course. And over the next 12 months, K-Scope are going to be releasing a series of Mick Kahn records, starting with this, Dali's Car, his band with Peter Murphy from Bauhaus. Now, Dali's Car was a project that was born in the early 80s. This track was part of a set conceived in the latter part of Mick's life, a five-track EP entitled In Glad Aloneness. And this is out now on 180-gram vinyl from the K-Scope store and shortly as a download too. Here, then, is Dali's Car, Artemis Rise. I'll see you soon. Ta-da. Trying to beg you.